Christopher Tappin is accused by US authorities of conspiring to sell weapons parts to Iran in breach of international sanctions. But he emerged from the hearing punching the air and is confident that the extradition request will be denied.
We're relying on the justice system to work, and it seems to be going in my favour. We're very against the US way in they are conducting themselves and the way they are prosecuting this case, and clear indication is that things are moving in our direction.
Tappin denies he attempted to sell batteries for surface-to-air missiles, which were allegedly to be shipped from the US to Tehran. The court papers showed that American clients Tappin was dealing with were, in fact, undercover US Customs Enforcement agents. In July of this year, US President Barack Obama signed a bill enacting additional sanctions against Iran regarding the export of petroleum products, together with measures preventing banks from providing services to Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
I'm pleased to sign into law the toughest sanctions against Iran ever passed by the United States Congress.
The United Nations also adopted sanctions targeting Iran's armed forces and nuclear-related industries. It's these laws that Christopher Tappin is accused of breaking. The US government says the sanctions are a vital tool in trying to curtail Iran's nuclear ambitions. The United States and others in the international community accuse Iran of seeking to build a nuclear weapon. Iran says its atomic program is for peaceful purposes only. Nigel Kushner of the London law firm Whale Rock advises clients who want to do business in Iran on how to comply with the sanctions. He says the regulations are hugely complex.
There are so many different layers of sanctions, which mean that companies are often in the dark and don't even realise what they're doing is wrong. The US authorities came out with some far-reaching sanctions, which have an effect on non-US persons. So what they're saying is, to the rest of the world, you want to do business with Iran?